Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner from the Washington Times sitting in for Michael Savage. Michael is off today, but I have the tremendous honor and privilege of guest hosting for him tonight. Michael, my buddy, if you're listening, I just cannot thank you enough, my friend, for the incredible, wonderful opportunity to just sit in and fill in for you. You have an incredible show. And you made my weekend, my friend, and I just really, really want to thank you for that. For all of you out there, please go to michaelsavage.com. This is a very important news day. There's a lot of very important stories. Believe me, you will not get better, more important, more cutting-edge stories than on michaelsavage.com. The New York Post has a story that I think in many ways gets to the heart of the issue of the Quran burning, which we're going to talk about later in this show, about how that pastor in Florida was hoodwinked by the Florida imam into canceling his event in exchange for moving the Ground Zero Mosque. Apparently now he was swindled. He was lied to. You can read about all of that on michaelsavage.com. But the core issue is the Ground Zero Mosque. This is what is paramount today, both regarding the Quran burning event, whether it's going to be on or off, we'll find out tomorrow. But more importantly, around the 9-year anniversary of the September 11 attacks. Tomorrow, we, the American people, all across this country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, are going to be commemorating and marking the 9-year anniversary of that horrible day, in which 3,000 Americans were slaughtered in one of the great war crimes and atrocities ever committed on American soil. And that decision by Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf and everybody that is backing him, from Mayor Michael Bloomberg to the dear leader Barack Hussein Obama to the Saudi lobby and the Iranian government that is going to be funding that Ground Zero Mosque, are collectively thumbing their nose at the American people. They are thumbing us in the eye. They are spitting upon us, upon our flag, and upon the memory of those that died on that fateful day. And there is a story up on michaelsavage.com that I want all of you to read. It's a very moving story. It's the map. It's in the New York Post. It's called Sacred Site. And it documents, it details the tragic map, which shows how close human remains from the 9/11 attacks were found in the proposed Ground Zero Mosque. The landing gear from one of the planes that crashed in the World Trade Center fell upon that very building. Body parts were found in that very building. In fact, there is widespread suspicion that there is even a body that still has not been located that they believe is somewhere in that building. That's how close it is to the Ground Zero site. It is literally 600 feet away. That's where Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf wants to build that monument to radical Islam. That's where Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf wants to erect a symbol of the victory of Islamic fascism over the United States, a symbol of conquest, which is why they called it the Cordoba House Initiative. Even the name says everything you need to know about the project. Cordoba was the city in southern Spain where when the Muslims conquered Spain, when the Islamists of the time conquered Spain, they destroyed the biggest Catholic church in that city and erected the Cordoba Mosque, which stood at the center of the Islamic Caliphate in Europe. We know that Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, in his own words, supports the, quote, guiding principles of the fascist regime in Iran. He defends Hamas. He says that we are accessories to the 9/11 attacks, that Osama bin Laden was made in the USA. He has publicly said that the long-term strategy of the Muslim world should be to annihilate Israel. He says he wants to introduce Sharia law into America. This is the imam behind that mosque? This is the imam that wants to build a 13-story cultural center and mosque to gloat over the American people? To stand as a permanent symbol of the conquest of America? And when 70% of New Yorkers, when most families of the 9/11 victims, when most Americans say, this is sacred, holy ground. This is hallowed ground. You are desecrating hallowed ground. You are being not only insensitive, but provocative and blasphemous. What does the dear leader say? What does Michael Bloomberg say? What does the Council on American Islamic Relations say? What does most people in the Muslim world say? Build a mosque. Our feelings are irrelevant. Our sacred texts are irrelevant. Our precious sacred symbols are irrelevant. But you burn a Quran. Oh, then suddenly everybody's barreling down upon that pastor in Florida. Don't get me wrong. I don't believe Qurans should be burned. Just as I don't believe flags should be burned or Bibles should be burned. Or crucifixes desecrated or put in a jar of urine. But hold on now. I didn't open up that Pandora's box. The dear leader did. The liberals in America did. Hillary Clinton did. They're the ones that told us, burn the flag. They're the ones that said, hey, Bibles can be burned on college campuses across America. They're the ones that told us, you can pay taxpayer-funded art. Where the crucifix is bathed in a jar of urine. Where the Virgin Mary is covered in manure. No, that's avant-garde art. Oh, if a Christian protests that, you're a reactionary, you're a bigot. So then we have to swallow it. But suddenly, this pastor in the woods of Florida, with my Italian in-laws, I swear I have more Italian in-laws than this guy has congregants. He can only get 50 people in his church. I can get that on any Sunday at my house when my wife is cooking. And this guy now has suddenly become an international media sensation because he wants to burn a couple copies of the Quran. Maybe he won't, maybe he doesn't. We'll get to that a little bit later. But look at the hypocrisy. This is what is to me stunning. Look at the double standards. The Bible, burn it. The flag, burn it. The Constitution, burn it. The crucifix, destroy it. The Virgin Mary, desecrate it. The Quran, don't touch it. Muhammad is untouchable. Jesus isn't. This is the hypocrisy and double standards of our liberal ruling regime. And so today, in a major news conference, the dear leader came out and said, no, that mosque not only should be built, it must be built on our sacred hallowed ground near the World Trade Center site. Boys, roll clip 19.
With respect to the mosque in New York. I think I've been pretty clear on my position here, and that is that this country stands for the proposition
yep.
that all men and women are created equal,
yep.
that they have certain inalienable rights. One of those yep. inalienable rights is to practice their religion freely.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that if you could build a church on a site.
Yep.
You could build a synagogue on a site.
Mm-hmm.
If you could
mm-hmm.
build a Hindu temple on a site, then you should be mm-hmm. able to build a mosque mm-hmm. on the site.
Mm-hmm. No one, dear leader, No one has ever said that you can't build a mosque on that site. They have the right. They got the permit. They got the right. But don't tell us that we don't have the right to protest the building of that mosque. Listen, dear leader, I know this may come as a shock to you, but we don't live in a Sharia law country. Not yet. We don't have Sharia law. Muslims are not given privileged status. They're not given privileged... Not yet, dear leader. I know you're working on it, but not yet. So, if they can build on private property, they don't own the streets. They don't own the sidewalks. They don't own all the businesses in New York. This is not Paris, yet. They don't control the public square. They have a right to build it. We have a right to protest it. We have a right to stand there with picket lines for days and weeks on end. Hard hats have a right. Construction workers have a right to not work on that site. Contractors have a right to not want to pour concrete. In other words, they have a right to be offensive. We have a right to be offended. Issue. This is what he and Michael Bloomberg and most Muslim organizations and especially the liberal left in this country refuse to acknowledge. The attacks on 9/11, what we will be commemorating tomorrow, were not just done by 19 crazy hijackers. They were not just done by Al-Qaeda. That's the liberal myth. That's the liberal lie. They were done by 19 Muslim terrorists, in which those attacks were planned in mosques all over the world, in the name of radical Islam, using the Quran and Sharia law as justification. It was done to declare war between radical Islam and America. It was an act of war. And that's why the building of that mosque with that radical Islamist imam, who is a fellow traveler, who sides with many of the Islamist goals and ambitions, this is why it is desecrating our holy ground. And so my point is a simple one. To the dear leader and to everybody who supports the building of the Ground Zero Mosque, if you can build that Ground Zero Mosque, then I'm sorry. The Quran can be burned as well. Respect is a two-way street. And so the question before the House is, do you believe that the Ground Zero Mosque will be built? And do you believe that Obama is a hypocrite while the mosque to be built? 1-800-449-8255 is the number. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Savage.
Now, we're back to the Jeff Cooner Show.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner from the Washington Times sitting in for Michael Savage. 1-800-449-8255 is the number. The question before the House is, what do you make of Obama's news conference today? He says you shouldn't burn the Quran, but the Ground Zero Mosque should be and must be built. Is this flagrant hypocrisy and a double standard? I want to hear from you. Let's go to Frank in New York on line 5. Frank, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Jeff. What we're involved in is a culture war, and we have had only a response, a military response to 9/11 and a humanitarian response with hospital aid and so on in the Middle East, but we have not challenged these people to debate. We need an intellectual challenge of ideas. This is a war of ideas, and we have been shaped, our civilization, by the Judeo-Christian Bible, and this has shaped our law. Our constitution was modeled after Israel's constitution. They quoted from Deuteronomy, and this is what's at war with this Islamic Sharia, Quranic law, and we need to get out in the open. We need to challenge them to come to the debating table like gentlemen and show respect, just like the Olympic Games internationally foster mutual respect. And goodwill, we should have intellectual competition on a regular basis, and we could start off with challenging these militant Islamicists. We've got the technology, we've got satellite.
Frank, I want to thank you for that call. No, you make a very, very interesting point. Look, I don't like books being burned. Let me be very confessional. The communists murdered most of my family in Eastern Europe. My grandfather spent 3 years in a communist concentration camp. Believe me, for me, the Communist Manifesto is one of the most evil books ever written. I wouldn't want the Communist Manifesto burned. I don't. I don't like books being burned. It reminds me of Nazi Germany. I don't believe books should be burned, especially sacred texts, religious texts. Now, that being said, to me, there's a blatant double standard here. This is what nobody wants to address. If it's okay for Muslims to burn the Bible, if it's okay for them to burn the flag, if it's okay here in America for anti-war activists to burn the flag, to desecrate the crucifix, to destroy our Bible, to burn it repeatedly, and Christians and Jews are told, well, sorry, the Talmud can be burned, the Torah can be burned, the Bible can be burned, but you can't touch the Quran. Well, now that's a double standard. That I don't like. Now, I think the most effective way, frankly, to combat Sharia law, to combat radical Islam, is to be honest with Michael, what Dr. Savage does every day. You debate it. You expose it. I think if this guy in Florida really wanted to make a real issue out of this, read from the Quran. I could cite you chapter and verse where there are calls to violence and jihadism. In other words, show the world how barbaric and evil much of radical Islam is. But when you start burning with books, when you start burning religious texts, you are playing with fire. But my friends, that fire was lit 40 years ago. That's the legacy of the Vietnam War. That's the legacy of the revolutionary left. They're the ones who started with the burning of our sacred symbols. So what I say to liberals is this: what's good for the Muslim goose is also what's good for the Muslim Christian. Sorry, the Christian goose is good for the Muslim gander. What's good for one has to be good for another. That's my policy. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage. 1-800-449-8255 is the number. Go to michaelsavage.com. The Florida minister, Reverend Terry Jones, cancels the burning of Qurans on 9/11. Maybe he hasn't. Go to michaelsavage.com. You can read that story and so much more. It looks now like he is maybe rethinking his position. He may continue with the barbecue, the Quran burning barbecue. Go ahead with it tomorrow. It looks like he feels that he was betrayed by this Florida imam who apparently had brokered a deal with Reverend Terry Jones, telling Terry Jones, if you don't burn the Quran, the Ground Zero Mosque is going to be moved. Now the imam in Florida, and more importantly, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, are saying, no, we never had such a deal. And in fact, Imam Rauf has come out and said, don't toy with our religion. We are not here to barter. He's sticking to his guns, and he says that mosque will be built. And so, in reaction to this, getting questions from the press corps, the dear leader gave a news conference today in which he wanted to reiterate, we are not at war with Islam. Hey, 9/11, which we're going to celebrate the 9th anniversary tomorrow, it happened, but it was only 19 hijackers. We're just at war with Al-Qaeda, but certainly not with Islam. Boys, roll clip 20.
Now, I recognize the extraordinary sensitivities around 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, I've met with families of 9/11 victims in the past.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the continuing pain and anguish, mm-hmm, and sense of loss that they may go through.
Mm-hmm, I feel it.
And tomorrow we as Americans are going to be joining them in prayer, mm-hmm, and remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back to what I said earlier.
Yeah.
We are not at war against Islam.
No, no.
We are at war against terrorist organizations,
mm-hmm,
that have distorted Islam or, mm-hmm, falsely used the banner of Islam to engage in their destructive acts.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be clear about that. Mm-hmm. We've got to be clear about that because if we're going to successfully reduce the terrorist threat, then we need all the allies we can get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like those allies in the streets of Kabul burning the American flag, dear leader. I see those allies. Oh, you're really good at attracting allies, dear leader. I can see that. Oh, I can see what you've done with Russia. I can see what you've done with Israel. I can see what you've done with our allies all over the world, with Great Britain, oh, with Canada, with Australia. Nobody's better at alienating our allies than you, dear leader. But my friends, this is the key. No matter how much we say we are not at war with radical Islam, radical Islam is at war with us. And this, to me, is the greatest crime of the Obama administration. Of all of their crimes, this is the biggest. Their refusal to recognize reality, to recognize the threat that we faced. Tell me, dear leader, if we're not at war with radical Islam, how come 3,000 Americans were slaughtered on that day? How come thousands of our troops have died from Islamist insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan? Tell me. Why did the crotch bomber almost blow up a plane over Detroit? Why did the Fort Hood massacre take place? Why have there been terrorist attacks from Spain to Indonesia to Britain to Paris to all over the world? Why are suicide bombers blowing themselves up in the cafes in Israel? Tell me, dear leader, if we're only at war with a handful of people, just a handful of people. My friends, most Muslims are peaceful, law-abiding people. We know that. So were most Russians under communism in the Soviet Union. So were most Germans under Nazi Germany. It's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, now this fanatical minority has taken over Islam. They are now conducting terrorist attacks. They are now declaring war upon us. Look, now they're dictating to us. They're basically blackmailing us into whether a pastor on his own ground, on his own church property, can or can't burn the Quran. They're now telling us what's a First Amendment protection and what isn't. And look at all the cowards in the media, in the Obama administration, Hillary, Robert Gates, the FBI, the dear leader himself, for decades. What did we hear from them? Separation of church and state. Separation of church and state. Oh, can't intervene in church affairs. No. You want to desecrate the crucifix? Can't intervene. You want to have the Ten Commandments on courthouses? Can't have it. Separation of church and state. School prayer? Can't have it. Separation of church and state. Abortion? It's got to be everywhere. Separation of church and state. Now, all of a sudden, this guy wants to burn a Quran. Oh, everybody's now telling him. His website has been closed. That they shut that down. They sick the FBI on him. The White House is contacting him. You now have people in Florida, not, this is a key point, not in Afghanistan, not in Gaza, not in Iran, in Florida, burning the American flag and burning Bibles. I don't see them talking against it. Oh, no, separation of church and state. But when it comes to this Quran, it cannot be burned. Look how we are trying to bend over backwards to appease and accommodate these radical Islamists. Welcome to the United States of Arabia. Welcome to what Europe is now facing. Rather than the radical Islamists adapting to us, we are adapting to them. Let's go to Tom in New York. Tom, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Jeff Cooner filling in for the Grandmaster Michael Savage. That's red, white, and blue dynamite, baby.
Thank you so much, Tom. What's on your mind, my friend?
Jeff, the left-wing anti-American media is going to attempt and has attempted to sanitize the horror of 9/11, the Islamic military, militant terror attacks. Softball in the head, Matthews calls it a tragedy. It wasn't a tragedy. It was a terror hit. It was an act of war. Jeff, a friend of mine from Central Jersey had five children. He's coaching Pop Warner football on Sunday. His wife is expecting their sixth child. He goes to work on Tuesday, and his life is ripped away from him. He's an American citizen, a taxpayer, and his life is taken away. Jeff, it's a desecration to put a mosque on that holy ground, and we have to peacefully fight this with everything we've got. God bless you in America.
God bless you, Tom. Well said. I lost friends on that day, and I'm going to be thinking of them tomorrow, and I'm going to be thinking of the families of the 9/11 victims. And I ask all of you, members of the Savage Nation, is this just? Is this right? You lost your loved ones. You lost your husbands. You lost your wives. You lost your parents. You lost your brothers and sisters, your colleagues, your friends. And now you have to live with this insult? It's not enough that a part of you died on that day? That those memories can never be taken away from you? That your life in many ways has been shattered? Now you have to deal with this mosque? And to be told that on top of it that you're a bigot and a racist and an Islamophobe? On top of it all, for opposing it? To Mayor Bloomberg. To that shyster. Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf. To the dear leader. Shame on you. And my, that mosque will not be built. Because the American people are going to say, we are drawing a line in the sand. And that sand is our sacred holy ground. To all of the Muslims in the world, listen to me now very carefully. You value your Quran, and you're right to value your Quran, but we value our dead. And we value those that died on September 11th. And that attack was done in your name. It was, whether you like to admit it or not, it was done in your name by your co-religionists. And until you accept that, until you confront that, until you apologize for that, and speak out against the extremists and radicals amongst you, my friends, there will never be genuine peace. Let's go to Ken in Houston on line one. Ken, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
I feel like reckless and irresponsible compromise is going to be our undoing. If we don't wake up in America and face the facts that we are going to be overrun on every corner, every edge, they are going to just seek to tear us down. Freedom will be lost if we are not vigilant to pay attention to what's taking place. We've got people in Congress and in the White House that are posers. They hold no real allegiance to this country. They do not love America and our Constitution and all the founding documents that we have that point to God and truth. And we have failed. We have failed. If we don't get a backbone in this country.
Oh, Ken, I want to thank you. If we don't get a backbone, look, all is going to be lost. Look, we have to stare reality in the face. Members of the Savage Nation, we've got to speak truth to power. Look, we're already willing now to jettison parts of our Constitution. Look, I don't want to talk about Obamacare. I don't want to talk about the czars. I don't want to talk about the massive deficits, the takeover of the car industry. Most of what this administration has done is blatantly unconstitutional. Leave that aside. Let's just focus on this pastor in Florida, okay? Let's just focus on this for a second. Now, I don't believe he should burn the Quran. I don't like, to repeat it the third time, I don't like Qurans being burnt. I don't like Bibles being burnt. I don't like anything being burnt. However, he's got the First Amendment right to do it. He does. It's private property. It's on church grounds. If he wants to burn a Quran, let him burn a Quran. Let me tell you what I used to say to my atheist friends. They would burn the Bible. My Bible. My Lord and Savior. When I saw art destroying my crucifix with my Lord and Savior on it, I am a devout Catholic. That crucifix, that Bible, is everything to me. It is what guides me. It is what inspires me. It is what informs me. What I say to them is a very simple one. I will argue against you in the op-ed pages. I will argue with you on radio. I will debate you peacefully. If you go ahead and burn it, you have a right to burn it. And may God have mercy on your soul. But I am never going to destroy buildings. I'm not going to burn. I'm not going to riot. I'm not going to issue death threats. I'm not going to call for these people to be beheaded. I don't understand the argument. On the one hand, they're trying to tell us it's peace. They're all peaceful. It's nothing but peace. And yet on the other hand, they're telling us if you burn the Quran, American troops will die. American tourists will be killed. American diplomats will be killed. It's going to be suicide bombings everywhere. It's going to be World War III. Well, what is it? Is it peace or is it violence? You see, even their own conduct, even their own words, betray how politically correct they are, how they're unable to recognize reality. And so we have to tell the Muslim world, very simply, look, I'm sorry, you're offended by the Quran being burned. We're offended by the Bible being burned. We're offended by the flag being burned. And we're offended by the Ground Zero Mosque. Now you know how it feels. How do you like it when the shoe's on the other foot? You don't like it. Well, I have news for you. Life and respect is not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. When you respect us, we'll respect you. This is Jeff Cooner, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage. Members of the Savage Nation, tomorrow we will be commemorating the 9-year anniversary of the September 11 attacks. This to me is what's most important right now, even more than the Ground Zero Mosque, even more than this Florida minister and whether Qurans are burned. Those are important issues. But to me, it is to remember those that died that day, to honor the fallen. And I want all of you to listen to what we're going to play right about now. It's a very moving 2-minute clip. Believe me, it's going to bring a tear to your eye. Boys, roll it.
I love you. I'm in the World Trade Center. The building was hit by something. I don't know if I'm going to get out, but I love you very much. I hope I'll see you later. Bye.
Long before September 11th, it started.
Yesterday's acts of terrorism, which killed so many young American and French servicemen, were a horrifying reminder of the type of enemy that we face in many critical areas of the world today. Vicious, cowardly, and ruthless.
He just said, I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much. In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers. And then I said, well, we love you very much too, Mark.
We must not allow international criminals and thugs such as these to undermine the peace. The struggle for peace is indivisible. We cannot pick and choose where we will support freedom. We can only determine how. If it's lost in one place, all of us lose.
I was talking to her, my cell phone to her cell phone. She was with other people. They were scared. You could hear people running around. There was pandemonium.
Chick was a Naval Academy graduate appointed by the President of the United States. Today was his birthday. He would have been 52 years old.
The United States will not be intimidated by terrorists.
Just pray for all the people that are hurting and all the families, and pray that our country will do something to stop this terrorist.
Every effort will be made to find the criminals responsible for this act of terrorism, so this despicable act will not go unpunished.
TRN. Remember.
My friends, I remember what I did on that day. I was driving into work off to the Washington Times, and I remember I drove through the city of Washington, D.C., and it was barren. It was like a ghost town. There was nobody. I mean, nobody. There wasn't a car. There wasn't a person. There was nobody on the streets. It's like we had evacuated the Capitol. And I went into the newsroom, and it was absolute sheer pandemonium. We did not know who attacked us. We did not know why. We began to hear the names of the victims. Some journalists began to break down. They had friends, especially those that died in the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. And then I heard about some of my friends that passed away. And what I can just tell you is this. I made a decision then on that day that I would never forget the victims. I would never forget those that fell on that day. When they attacked the Twin Towers, when they attacked the Pentagon, when that fourth plane went down in rural Pennsylvania, which was clearly headed for either the White House or Capitol Hill, they not just struck at America. They struck at the very symbols of American power, our financial power, our military power, and hopefully they were hoping our political power. They wanted to deliver a message, and that message was they are at war with us. For them, this is a life-death struggle, and they want to impose a world Muslim empire. They want to spread Sharia law, not just in the Middle East, not just in Europe, but eventually here in America. And the seminal challenge of our generation, my fellow Americans, we are like our forefathers. They had to fight Nazi Germany. They had to fight Soviet communism. Many before had to fight to save this union. And our founding fathers had to fight to win us our independence from the British. Every generation has to stand up and defend and fight freedom. And my friends, this is now our challenge. This is what now God has ordained us to do. And the question that now befalls us, I believe, is the most seminal question a people and a nation can face. Shall we be or not be? And what I say now is that let us remember those that died on 9/11. And if radical Islam wants a war, let us give them a war like they've never seen. My friends, America now, America forever. This is Jeff Cooner, sitting in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation.
Savage.